You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. I just got back from my smoky treat, as Larry of the Little Fetty Cast would say, and we are here with the boyfriend who's back for a second show. Say hello, boyfriend.
What did you smoke out there?
I had a smoky treat of Marlboro Light.
Yeah, back in the day I had some smoky treats.
And you
what
did.
Are you smoking?
Marlboro Lights, I just told you.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, the boyfriend...
Your eyeballs are all red.
The boyfriend wants to go to iTunes to hear some music, so we're going to have to... We're going to play on iTunes and record a show, and this is basically the second part of the show, because yesterday you heard this silliness we had going on at the beginning of the show talking about... Do you remember that? You were talking about drugs and hallucinations and all that shit?
Yeah, and, like, dry turds.
We were not talking about dry turds.
I think we were.
I don't know where you got.
And I think they were yours. Okay, let's go to iTunes.
All right, we're on iTunes. What do you want to search for?
I told you what to search for.
Well, tell me. What? I got to type it in. What?
Four Seasons.
You can say that.
No, because I want to leave this anticipation.
They probably heard you. Okay, we are currently accessing the music store. Okay. Honey, look what comes up.
What? Christmas music? Go to... See, I'm not at the controls.
Why am I not
Excuse
hearing
Excuse me, dear listeners.
Do you hear that? No, you can't. Your thing is not going to reach that far.
Yes, it will. No, yes, it will.
No, it won't. Four Seasons set with Kim.
No.
Wait, stop. Wrong. Stop. You tell me and I will do it. Stop.
Spell it out. F-O-U-R.
Stop. All right. F. I'll do it. Sit down.
Hear how bossy he is. This is indeed a dictatorship. I have been trying to lead a revolution against this kind of
Oh, look. Oh, what
control.
A night. Oh, what a night.
Stop.
Look. Oh, what a night by the Four Seasons.
Late December back in 63.
Oh, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Do you know how to work a mouse?
Yeah, I get any of this.
What do you want? Oh, the boyfriend. He is just indecisive. What is this shit? Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, I don't know what the hell he's choosing.
Oh, I like this song.
So listen to it. It's going to be very loud. That's as loud as it goes, honey. Oh. But I think that's too loud for the listeners. Listeners, that's probably too loud for you. Okay, are you going to sing? Are you going to say anything? What are you going to do? Okay, that's the end of the clip. What?
I'm just laughing at you.
Okay, do we want to play some music, or do you want to just talk?
Oh, play whatever you want.
Play whatever I want. You know what I
like? Play the next song. Just play the next song. See what it is.
Oh, frick. What was the name of that song? I don't remember where we were, honey.
Oh, play like Sherry or something.
I don't know where it is.
Because you typed in the wrong thing. But this isn't really Frankie Valli.
No, because we didn't click on Frankie Valli.
You did the wrong thing. Just keep going down.
Oh, God. This is not going to be a very good podcast.
It's going to be excellent. Just play anything.
I'm playing anything.
Play that one.
Big girls don't cry. You cry all the time. I think this is very loud to the listeners. You may not think
I barely hear it.
Because I have our volume turned down. But it's going to be loud to the listeners.
I'm doing the Y2C.
Okay, can we, let's...
Oh my god,
let me turn down his volume. He's peaking. Sorry for that, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, see, it stops after each thing
is... doesn't cry. Big girls don't cry. Archer cries.
What are the listeners going to think when they hear you sing that? What are they going to think?
I don't know. And you know what?
You don't care.
I don't care.
Okay, what I'm...
I don't care.
What I'm trying to explain to you is that the clips don't keep playing. We have to play each one separately.
Oh, then play them all.
But I wanted to talk about something while they're playing.
What do you want to talk about?
My medical diagnosis.
Your liver cancer?
I wasn't going to tell them that I have liver cancer because then they would want to send money. Okay, let's let this end and I want to talk seriously about my medical diagnosis because the listeners heard me talk about the barium x-ray that I had a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
Was it not even a couple of weeks ago? It was actually a week ago yesterday.
That's right.
I had a barium x-ray to find out what the hell was going on with my digestive system. And it turns out that I have a sliding hiatal hernia.
What is that, pray tell?
That is where I have the opening in my diaphragm where the esophagus goes through to the stomach. The opening is a little bit larger than usual, and part of the stomach works its way up through that opening, letting gases escape into the esophagus, which causes my GERD.
How does that gas escape? Please tell us.
Well, I have to take Pepsid, generic Pepsid.
No. How does it escape? Do we know the gas is escaping?
Because I feel the pain in my chest.
And then what happens?
Then I take a Pepsid...
No. Before you were taking your Pepsid AC, how would we know your gas was escaping?
Are you talking about farts and burps?
Yes.
Well, if it was a fart, honey, yes. It was going in the right direction.
Your listeners have heard all kinds of gaseous noises.
If it was
a
fart, then that's the right direction.
Have you ever farted on your podcast?
No, I don't think I have. Well, I probably farted while I was doing a podcast, but I didn't, like, broadcast
you didn't,
it.
You didn't bring the microphone down there for everyone to
no,
hear it.
No, but other podcasters have done that.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that disgusting?
Well, at least you know you have a diagnosed problem.
I do, but it's obvious. The way they describe it, there's nothing that I can do about it.
Well, they'll have to remove your whole digestive tract, and you'll have to walk around with bags.
And you will have to change
them. No, we will hire someone to change those bags.
No, I have a sliding hiatal hernia, and then my doctor says there's nothing I can do about it, or nothing that is severe enough that needs any kind of treatment.
You could stop.
There's the sliding.
Finish the word. You could stop
I don't know what you're saying.
You could stop smoking.
You could leave me the fuck alone when it comes to my shit.
Smoking.
It doesn't say that stopping smoking is going to cure this.
What is one of the causes?
Smoking. So that's my diagnosis, boys and girls.
I like how you ignored that.
And... you know,
let me drag off that cigarette.
I don't smoke in my house. You know that, so don't even ask that.
I don't have a hiatal hernia.
Well, because, for one thing, you're a little thinner than I am. Oh, a little nothing. He's like 30 pounds thinner than me. Well, not quite 30 pounds, like 24 pounds, something like that.
No, honey, I'm about 30 pounds lighter than you are.
Are you seriously?
Well...
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 165.
Okay, then you're 32 pounds lighter than me.
Okay.
We're going to listen to some...
Yes, I'm petite.
He's looking good. He lost 2 pounds this week. How about some Nina Simone? I don't know why that's so low.
What about some strawberry alarm clock?
What?
Strawberry alarm clock.
Is that a...
Oh, let's play some Bad Finger.
I don't know what you're talking about, honey.
Type in Bad Finger.
Oh, fuck. Here we go again. Bad Finger. Oh, I have to go to the music store. Fuck. You make life so difficult.
I know.
And because I think these are the kind of podcasts that people don't like because there's no direction in them. We're just like BSing and listening to shit.
As though we are flower children.
Where are you going?
Oh. I'm commandeering. You typed it wrong.
Look,
it's one word. It's one word.
You didn't say that. God, you are so fucked. Is this like crazy shit?
Just keep talking.
About what?
I don't know. Pick a word.
Tomorrow I'm going to get my hair cut. I'm going to an Asian...
What have you done? Why is it different than on my computer?
Oh, fuck, God damn it. You don't know how to work a fucking Mac.
No way.
Do you tell me what you want to click on and I will click on it. Boys and girls, you have to forgive us. The boyfriend is totally fucked on this. Is that the kind of shit you want to listen to?
No, that's not the song I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
No Matter.
Oh my God, this sucks. Oh, he's taking over the mouse. No more?
No.
Oh my God, this sucks. I just kissed the boyfriend.
He did.
I licked his neck a little, or his cheek a little bit. Do we have to listen to this shit?
Yes.
This sucks. Are you blind?
No.
You're looking like you're blind.
Because?
You're blind?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with your iTunes radio.
This is not iTunes radio. This is the music store, you
whatever.
Dumb shit. This sucks. Honey, people aren't going to be able to hear us talk. God, this music sucks.
It does not.
I think we need some more wine. Okay, can I take it over now?
I've been stifled.
God damn right, this sucks. Let's go back to the show music that I picked. Oh fuck, where'd it go?
Archer is a communist.
Why do you say that?
Because...
Here we go. He doesn't. Is there any historical things you'd like to tell us?
Yes.
What?
Well, in January of 1793, King Louis XVI of France was beheaded.
Yeah. Why?
Because he was seen or perceived as a symbol of tyranny to the Republicans who had been clamoring for an overthrow of the old regime.
Kind of like when you control things, you're like tyranny.
I haven't sent you to the guillotine.
Yet.
That would be rather bloody, wouldn't it?
Did we have topics?
You know, the guillotine is not... necessarily a quick death.
It isn't?
It is not.
Why? You get your fucking head chopped off.
Well, listen, a scientist who was guillotined during the French Revolution asked the executioner to count the number of times his eyes blinked after his head was severed. The blinking of the eyes would correspond to seconds of time. The executioner counted 13 seconds. That means the head is somewhat aware that something horrible has happened for at least 13 seconds.
So the person who got their head cut off was still feeling things?
The eyes were able to blink. And apparently, records from the French Revolution show that some of the severed heads were trying to talk.
Ooh.
Like reacting to what had happened. It's a very traumatic experience for the central nervous system. It's not humane.
But even so, 13 seconds, that's like, you know.
That's a long while. That's long enough to know something's bad's happened.
But then you're dead.
Well, but then I think the brain protects. I mean, you're not consciously aware.
That's what I mean, that you're like, it's,
I mean, you're
done.
But it's not humane.
I guess if you were to experience all that and then live,
how that'd could be, you live?
Well, that's what I mean.
You can't live without a head.
I know that, honey. I mean, you're going to die anyway, so who cares? Do you want some more of this?
Sure. Don't you? Oh, my God.
You haven't even finished.
He's hogging. And then he's just had some LSD.
You're fucked. I don't do drugs. You have heard on this podcast before that I do not do drugs. Drugs and I have never...
Not legal drugs.
Excuse me.
Archer does. Well, he grows his own poppies and things. I can't really say the things that I've witnessed.
Honey.
On top of the nudist lifestyle that I've had to witness. Archer never wears clothes.
I thought you liked my nudist style.
Not when the neighbors are visiting. I really wish when my mother visited, you would wear clothes.
She kind of liked what she saw, I think.
My mother survived a Category 4 hurricane.
That's why she liked it
so
much.
And you showed up for Thanksgiving with no clothes on. It was embarrassing.
But your father certainly took a liking to it. I saw quite a bulge in his
pants. My father is deaf.
But he
couldn't hear you say, suck my penis.
But he's not blind.
That's what you think. The hurricane blinded him.
It's amazing. Hey, you know what? We've never come up with, like, characters and stuff on the podcast. It seems like you'd be quite an actor. Could you come up with, like, a character that you could play?
Could it be something tragic?
It could be anything. Okay, for example, on this show that I listen to called PNS Explosion, they have this black female who's obviously low income. She drives a bus. And they make it sound like she pulls up in front of their building, parks her bus, a public, but like a metro bus. All the people are sitting on the bus while she runs upstairs to do their show, and she does a movie review while her bus is parked down on the corner. And she's like, you know, she's all stereotypical black, and she does a movie review on their show.
And what's her name?
Starkeisha.
I have a name for you.
What would it be?
Arquana.
Arquana?
Yeah.
Okay, but...
You know what the weirdest name I've had in my teaching career?
When I go like, girl, no you didn't.
Arquana.
Arquana, girl, no you didn't. What's my kids' names? Ganalotraman?
Shalita.
Shalita? Shaquita? Shania?
And Durrell.
But see,
you know, I had when I taught 7th grade years ago back in New Orleans.
But wait, let me just ask a question real quick. Just real quick before you go into the story. Don't you think that that is racist?
What's racist?
When you stereotype black people like that.
You just did that.
No, and that's what I'm asking. Do you think that's stereotypical? I mean, like racist and because you stereotype people like
that. Well, I would think it is.
But they use it and find humor in it.
Okay. But don't homosexuals do the same thing when we call each other fag and queer and girl and...
Girl.
Whatever. I mean, we're doing the same thing, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So I think, you know, when it's within the community, it's taken as a source of humor. When it's outside, coming from a group who, you know...
So wait, are you saying that the people who would hear that would understand that it's totally humorous and not derogatory and racist?
Well, within community, there's a wink and a nod. But when it's coming from outside, when Pat Robertson is calling us, you know,
yeah, but
faggots
is,
or whatever, it's different than each other calling each other. I mean,
But this is gay men making, not making fun of, but using a stereotypical black character for their show.
Well, I would think
that's two different.
I would think, you know, probably if you asked a black person, they would say, "Well, yes, that is." Whereas if that's a show produced within the black community,
which it's not,
they'd have a laugh about it. So.
But so it'd be okay to have like a stereotypical gay character, like a really femmy guy, talk about.
I don't think any of it's okay. I don't think. I think any stereotyping of any sort, whether it's coming from gays stereotyping gays, or blacks stereotyping, you know, blacks, I think it's counterproductive. It's feeding into what those who would like for us to all stay in the closet. I mean, we've all gone to the gay pride parades where the posters or the
leather men.
No. We see the signs that say "We recruit." Or the dykes on bikes, or the gym bodies on floats. Well, we get the joke, but the media, who's flashing their cameras at all of this, well, you know, Aunt Edna out in Iowa is seeing this and saying, "Well, that's exactly what I thought." So, I don't know that we are doing ourselves a favor.
We're certainly not
by calling each other fags or perpetuating the stereotypes or the shallow gym bodies or whatever. I don't think the black community is doing any favors either by calling each other niggas or whatever. I think it just feeds into the hands of those who would prefer that we just went back in the closet or went back to the cotton plantation. And
so we can't come up with a character for the show that is black or gay.
Well, you can do whatever you want to do. It's your show.
But I don't want other people to think that I'm racist or homophobic by having characters like that. Not that I think we
need
to.
Well, what's your intent?
Humor. Their intent is total humor.
But your audience is a choir.
But not
you're
if you have a
you're
black
podcasting
character.
To acquire.
Not if it's a black character. You're not podcasting for black people. I guarantee there's maybe a slight percentage who are actual black listeners.
And are homosexual. And they get the joke.
For my show and for most queercasters, the majority are homosexuals. But I guarantee there's a slight percentage that is black.
And gays, and maybe they get the joke, and maybe you should just have fun doing what you want to do.
Well, my fun is having you act crazy, which you usually do.
I never do that.
Yes, you do.
Never.
Honey, I have told you this many times. The listeners love it when you're on the show because you're so silly. I'm the serious one.
I'm making serious commentary on social, economic, and political issues of our times, while speaking out against the oppression and tyranny of bossy podcasters. I am making headway in bringing America into the 21st century. And I'm silly.
Well, sometimes you are. Okay, here's another question for you. I've been listening to...
I'm afraid my pants are zipped for the rest of the evening.
Well, you know that's not true.
I can't find my zipper.
I'll find it for you.
I'm afraid the sofa is more comfortable.
Oh, honey, please. See, now this is the character that we like. The boyfriend, the character. Because we know that that's not true. You know you'll be getting naked right after I press stop on the recording thing.
Naked? Getting naked?
Well, after you do the dishes from dinner.
Doing dishes? Getting naked? Naked?
Get naked first and
I'm
then do the dishes.
I'm afraid it's time for me to do my laundry. Nice
you
knowing
didn't bring
you,
any,
Archer.
You didn't bring any laundry with you.
No, because I do your laundry in my laundry.
In the nude.
I'm afraid I'm not in the nude.
You
I'm
will
kept
be
in a chastity belt.
I sometimes I don't know where you're going. I just don't know.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things?
Should we find that song?
Showing you.
Do you know that? What the name of that song
where
is?
Where are you going to?
What's the name of that song?
Theme from Mahogany.
Oh my God. theme from Mahogany.
Will you spell that wrong?
I know. My spelling is atrocious.
You are a poor
speller.
But look,
it found it. Here we go. There we go. Is that it?
That's it.
You going on? Do you know? What's mahogany? Well, I know it's a wood, but
mahogany is Diana Ross.
Was it a movie?
It was a movie.
Did you see it?
I did. Diana Ross played a model named Mahogany.
Because she's black?
Yes.
Are you black?
I probably have some black in me, yeah.
How big is it? Oh, the black that's in you. Did you get that?
Well, I don't know. I have thick lips and kinky hair, so...
You do not have kinky hair.
You haven't seen it long, have you?
In pictures, I have. How many times can you listen to Diana Ross and Mahogany?
Never enough.
Never enough. Okay, now, did we actually have topics we were going to discuss in this podcast, or were we just going to talk about
music? Hiatal hernias, hard turds, and how to expel them.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Metamucil bars. Oil enemas, hiatal hernias.
It might be time to end this show. Do you have any medical issues you'd like to discuss? Why the fuck didn't the music come on?
I'm healthy. I'm a non-smoker. And I eat my fruits and vegetables.
Non-smoker. You smoke my smokes.
Sometimes. And if they're herbal smokes, I might have one for myself.
With this red wine, I need the smoky
drink. Wait. We don't want to say that, do we?
No.
We don't smoke herbal smokes.
I don't. Do you? Do you? Seriously?
Not for a while, long time.
I was going to say, I didn't think... Because I've known you for more than a year now, and I haven't known you to smoke any...
We haven't done that. I haven't done that in a long, long time. But you know what?
What?
With you, anything's possible.
You know, seriously, these people don't know us personally, but I think if we were to get some herbal, what did you call it? Herbal
smokes.
What? Herbal smokes. That I would be like real freaky on you.
I think you'd be silly. I think you'd start laughing.
I would be extremely silly and laugh. But I would keep saying, when is this going to stop? When does this feeling go away?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, I've heard that shit before. And
after you've heard the neighbors next door talk about their tax returns.
Well, they'd be talking in Russian because my neighbors are Russian.
In Uzbeki.
I actually don't know. But you know what? I think they have two families living over there because I've seen another couple who've come out the door.
Well, you know, I saw people leaving your building with like several suitcases. You always have... foreign people living with suitcases. Is there like an Al-Qaeda cell here or something?
Al-Qaeda cell. No, but there are lots of foreigners who live in this building.
Where are they going?
I don't know.
But when you go back to Hong Kong, don't you go back with some of your family?
No, I just call John Ong and we take the plane together.
Really?
Yeah.
You speak the same language.
John Ong met Madge Weinstein last weekend.
Oh, how fortuitous.
They went to the Podcaster Con in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
That was lucky of John Ong to meet Madge.
I know. I'm liking Madge more and more.
Only because Madge has the kind of hair you would like to have.
But you know what show I'm liking less and less. And don't say it.
Well, we won't have to discuss that.
Because they make fun of people terribly.
Well...
And the thing... Here's the sad part. Okay, just today's show, because today's Friday, they had on a guest. Live. Like, she was... Okay, the person was right there with them. They were making fun right to her face. And she had no clue that they were making fun of her.
Maybe she liked that kind of thing.
Maybe it's just not even worth talking about.
I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, how stupid is she that she can't see that they are totally raking her over the coals?
Well, and maybe she did, and she was too classy to make something of it.
The sad part is that she's not classy at all.
You have no idea, so just ignore them.
Well, you know, I do ignore them, but I do listen to the show just because it's tragic. I'll tell you off air one thing I did hear about the show, but I'll tell you off the air. Anyway, we have been talking for 30 minutes. Is there anything that we wanted to actually seriously talk about? Because I talked about a medical diagnosis, and I'm going to be just fine.
Your hernia, your turds, your... We've had a very balmy, warm weekend, and it's been very foggy.
It has been. Did you check out my picture on my blog?
It's beautiful.
Isn't that cool? Anyway. All right, so boys and girls, I know this has been a crazy ride this evening. Well, whenever the hell you listen to this, it's been a crazy ride. We've gone from topic to topic, and the boyfriend's just been silly as hell.
I have not.
Yes, you have.
You are silly.
Would you like to go out and have a smoky treat with me?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so boys and girls, until next time, which would be Wednesday for you. Oh, actually, that might be a special show because the boyfriend and I on Monday went to hear Al Gore. And we'll probably record at least a little bit of audio on the way home from the speech because we were already been told that we cannot bring any listening device or recording devices or... excuse me.
There's that hernia.
Any recording devices or photographic equipment into it. We have to be searched to go to this speech. So we'll record something on the way home about what we thought about the whole Al Gore speech. So you'll hear that on Wednesday. And if you're lucky, you'll get some kind of video on Thursday. So until next time, boys and girls.
Goodbye.
Bye, boys and girls. Let's turn this up.
Well, not with the girls, and so they say, this lady is a tramp.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.